Good afternoon. After watching the tape, I still feel pretty much the same as yesterday. It was a good team win. I think offensively, Teddy in the last 2 weeks has completed 16 out of 18 on third downs. Not all for conversions, but those completions add up. We move the ball well when we convert on third downs, and we score touchdowns. And defensively, I thought we hung in there fairly well. And some of the things we do, we got to shore up some things on special teams. We've had too many long kickoff returns in the last 3 weeks. And we got the onside kick, so we got to fix those things. I want to give a little shout out to the University of Minnesota. I know this could be our last home game there, but they've done a great job for these 2 years. It's gone by fast, actually. These 2 years, and our fans have been great. Hopefully, they'll be great again Sunday night, and go out the right way in the outdoors. So it'll be fun. Questions?
Why do you think Teddy has been so good on third down these past couple of weeks?
I don't know. He's felt good going into both these last two ball games. He's felt really good about the plays, the things. I think maybe sometimes in the past, he saw some things that were covered that really had a chance to still get open. And he's throwing those.
Bring up the plays. Has there been adjustments in terms of the game plans as opposed to what was going on earlier?
Not really. In every game we've had shots and quicks and crossing routes and deep outs. So it's just and they get called, and I think he's always seen the coverage the right way. It's just getting the ball to the right guy all the time.
Is he feeling better about kind of changing protections for the offensive line than maybe he was earlier in the year?
I think he feels good with it. I don't know that it's different earlier in the year. They caught us on a couple the other night, yesterday again, whatever it was. I didn't get much sleep last night. That Lunesta did not work. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I? Dang. I know. I'm going to get in trouble now again. Oh, shoot. I got to start using, generic names or something, right?
You seem to be, yesterday or even in Arizona too, striking a pretty good balance run-pass. And as Teddy's getting more productive and more accurate, is there going to be a tension now between that balance, whether you're going to be more run, a little more pass, or are you who you are?
Yeah, I don't think there will be. We want to run the football, and we want to be efficient throwing the ball. I don't particularly see us as a team that's going to be throwing the ball every play. That's just not who we are, built how we are right now. But I think you can see when we're effective throwing the football how much better we can be offensively.
When Robbie Gould hit the long field goal yesterday, it looked like you were upset on the sidelines. Was that just kind of wishing you would have accepted the call?
Yeah, I was mad at myself. I made a decision based on a scared defensive coach. They might get a first down here. So.
I'm sure you would have liked to have Harrison and Linval and Anthony in the games against Seattle and Arizona and the other day, but is there kind of a hidden value in the fact that you haven't had those guys, that you've given some of these, and you could even throw in Everson only playing half the time, but is there kind of a hidden value for being able to play some of these younger guys and get them the experience, even though I'm sure you would like to have them in those losses?
I think it's good for this football team when they see guys that haven't played a lot step in and perform the way they've performed. I think it gives everybody confidence that the guys can go in and be effective. There's no woe is me because somebody's hurt. It's I think they have confidence in really what we're trying to do defensively. So I think all those things, I think it's good for the team. Sure, we'd like to have those other guys back in there because they're better players at this particular point in time.
I know you had said after the Arizona game that there was some miscommunication in that game. Did you see improvement in that area with some of these guys getting their second starts in there?
Yeah, we still had a couple mistakes. You know, the touchdown to Jeffrey was a mistake, but it was probably less of that this week than there was the week before, yes.
You guys could clinch a playoff berth maybe even before you play on Sunday. Just in general, how good does it feel to be so close to steering the Vikings into the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't feel too good about it yet. Our goal really isn't to get into the playoffs. Our goal is to win the division first.
Looked like Teddy got going early on with that first touchdown pass to Diggs. He got rid of it quickly and placed it perfectly. What specifically did you like about his execution on that play?
Well, the coverage that he got was one that, yeah, I mean, he has options in it, but he saw the guy playing bump and run on Diggs, and, you know, Diggs was going to the corner, and that's a confident throw. I mean, there was a couple other safer places he could have made the throw, but he decided to, you know, try to hit the big one. And I think that shows that play probably shows as much about his confidence level right now.
With Diggs, when you said drafted him and got him in camps, you could probably see his talent running routes, catching balls, but there's not a lot of tackling, so the yards after the catch, did you see a lot of that at Maryland, or why do you think he's been so successful being so productive after he gets the ball?
Well, he was a pretty good punt returner, too. He didn't do it much later in his career, but he was a good punt returner. So you saw that run after catch ability. You know, he's shifty because he's got great stop and starts. He's tough and he's competitive. So I think all those things kind of – I probably didn't know the determination like he had on the second touchdown, I guess it was, you know, where he said, hey, I'm getting in the end zone. I know he's that kind of kid, but maybe the competitive part of the run at the end was something that I hadn't seen as much when we drafted him.
What's your level of optimism getting those three defenders back for Sunday?
I think there's good possibility. I mean, they're getting really close, so we'll just see.
Did Adrian get his ankle checked out anymore today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd be all right. Chig said he's like rubber man.
With Lindvall, were you even thinking something yesterday morning, or did you make a call on Saturday?
We knew Saturday. He was close, and but you know sometimes there's a possibility that you go in there and you know you re-injure it when it's not quite totally there. But he was close.
Last week you were pretty quick to put the brakes on, like the hype around Anthony Harris. How do you think he did in his second start?
He did okay. You know, missed a tackle, had a couple misalignments. You know, the thing about Anthony, if you tell him where he's supposed to be, he's going to be there 99% of the time. And so during the game, we made some adjustments, and he didn't adjust as quickly as because all week long he practiced a certain way. So, you know, those are things he's going to have to learn to be able to figure out.
You guys had some success with the stunts with Daniil and Brian. Are those things that they can kind of read and call for themselves in the field, or is that always kind of predetermined?
We give them a few things to call, and then based off of formations and different things, they have the option to call some other ones.
Did you see much of the Norman Beckham battle in New York yesterday? Or
I did. I watched the tape. I watched the tape. I didn't see the close-up stuff of all the what happened. I don't know.
Did you say anything to McKinnon after he scored and then got the excessive celebration?
I thought it was Diggs, and so I said something to him.
Is that okay? I mean, his first touchdown, it was you got a flag for it, but what, you know, kind of happy but sad that he got the flag, but still got his first touchdown. Yeah, is that?
Well, Diggs got the brunt of it, so I didn't know it was McKinnon. I'll fix that tomorrow.
Mike, you talked about the winning the division being the goal, not just getting into the playoffs. How much have you emphasized that, I guess, as a point of motivation with your team? Have you brought it up a lot, that kind of thing?
No, not really. I mean, you know, talk about those things at the beginning of the year. But really, all we've talked about is this week. Winning this each week is focus on the task at hand this week, and here's what we have to do to win, and stack them up at the end. And, you know, I've said that many times. We'll count them up at the end and see where we're at. And now we're close enough to, I think, have that realization that we have an opportunity to do that.
They're announcing the Pro Bowl team tomorrow. Last year, you guys didn't have any Pro Bowlers, first time in like 30 years for the Vikings. I mean, you expect you'll have multiple Pro Bowlers. I mean, would you be disappointed if you don't have a decent number?
I don't know. I'm a team guy. If they get voted in, that's great. I hope they do. And if they don't, we got to play better.
A winning record, though, I would imagine should help you get several. Wouldn't you think, from that standpoint?
I don't know. I don't. The Pro Bowl is the furthest thing from my mind.
Mike, given her record when in attendance, are you inviting your mother to Sunday's game?
She'll be there. She'll be there. She reminds me every time too. She's the good luck. I said it has nothing to do with blocking and tackling, does it? So she doesn't like that.
Which other games has she been to? You said she's undefeated.
I don't know, a couple early in the year. Kansas City, San Diego, I don't remember. Mary handles all that stuff. I don't even know who's coming to the games, to be honest with you, or where the tickets are or anything. I just let me do football.
Good. She's going to have a run of cold weather games coming up if she's still there. Next two are going to be cold.
Yeah. We'll get her a big coat. she's a coach's wife. She understands. Good? All right. Thank you.